Please be seated. In the very earliest days of the church, St. Paul wrote in his letter to the Hebrews, Paul recalled that long ago God spoke many times and in many ways to our ancestors through the prophets. And now, Paul continued, in these final days, God has spoken to us through His Son. God has given us God's very own Son. I call upon you to imagine all of that tonight as if for the very first time. I suppose that's the primary purpose of Christmas, this yearly festival celebration of Christ's birth. It's a night to excite our imaginations. It's a night to learn about love all over again. The birth of God's own Son into the human world, the birth of God to a human mother taking on our human nature. So it turns out that God's power, God's essential qualities behind the whole of the created universe, it turns out that none of this was some impersonal architecture, none of it was a mathematical formula, none of it was an algorithm, but instead, all of this power, all of this quality behind the whole universe was a small, helpless child who could be held and nurtured and loved and adored. This baby, born into such humble and precarious circumstances, is in fact the Creator God, eternal, for whom there was no beginning and there will be no end, who miraculously came into our world as a human being. And this is a night to celebrate the miraculous, a night the church excites its imagination with attention to the miracle of Christ's birth. It is a grounding of our faith in God. We proclaim and have from the earliest days of the church a God who has created the universe in all of its intricacy. We proclaim a God who has created all that is. And then we proclaim the Christmas event, this miracle. The miracle that God did not finish creation and walk away from the human condition, but God instead has come to us. God has dwelt with us. God has become flesh and blood. In our tradition, in the Church of England and in the Episcopal Church, we speak often of the incarnation that God became human, that the Word became flesh. The Word of God is Jesus Christ. St. Augustine declared that the incarnation is in fact the central miracle asserted by Christians. Every other miracle, he said, either prepares for this or exhibits this or results from this. He continued that Jesus' ethical teaching was not the main point of this miracle, and his pronouncements won't make any sense if they are separated from the miracle of the incarnation, the Word made flesh. I think Jesus himself offered this up to us over and again. In Matthew chapter 18, we are told that Jesus himself placed a child among the people. And he called on them and on us to become like little children in order to enter the kingdom of heaven. Jesus said, whoever takes this lowly position of a child, he is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. That's amazing, because that's exactly how God gives himself to us tonight. That's how God gives himself in love and as love to the world. He places himself among us as a little child. Was all of this so long ago in a quaint and long forgotten past? I don't think so. Not really. The Episcopal theologian William Porcher Dubose described the incarnation, for which he used interchangeably for the body of Christ, the church. He claimed all of this to be very, very new. A century ago, Dubose wrote that the church is still in its infancy, taking, he said, what he called its baby steps. So even at the age of 2 millennia, the incarnation, the church, I think it has plenty in common with this baby in the manger. It has a lot of life and growth ahead of it. A lot of its mission remains unfulfilled. May the church be like a child placed among the people of this world. So tonight, in a broken and hurting world, a world confused, may we, as the church, the body, the word, going forward, see ourselves as young, our mission still quite new, and see ourselves sustained by a God who has shown such miraculous grace, shown the world that love is the supreme virtue by coming to us in such a way, at such a distance, and giving himself to us so fully. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Amen.